7:36 at WGCL. Glass in the morning. Thank you for being with us. Thursday, 35 degrees and cloudy. That's all the weather you're getting from me today. What are you doing over there?
Well, I was just thinking that, you know, the cold, but we got a ray of sunshine waiting on the phone.
Listen to you. My goodness, you making maple syrup over there?
Well, I'm thinking anything to brighten up the day, to make us feel better about
all
this
right.
weather.
Susie Graham, the pressure is on you this morning. How are you?
Well, I better be really good after that introduction, huh?
I think you'll be just fine. Sap or no sap, we will make sure the information gets out there. How are you today?
I'm great. It's always good to talk to you, Mike.
It's always great to talk to you as well. We know it's a busy time at Ivy Tech, and you and Keith, you do-gooders out there doing good stuff as always, Keith. What do we need to know today?
Well, Susie, there's a thing coming up, and so that people understand, College Information Night. Tell folks what that is and how we're involved.
Well, so this is an event that is ideally suited for students as well as their parents or their guardians or anyone who is in a stewardship position for an individual who is thinking about college. We host an event on our campus. So just on Daniels Way on the west side of town, where folks can come in and they can talk with advisors, they can talk with faculty, they can get an idea of what is involved in not only applying for college and getting financial aid and those kinds of things, but what life as a college student is like. So it's a nice, accessible event. It's a couple of hours tonight, 6 to 8 p.m., at our campus, and completely open, no reservations are needed. We just hope that anybody who's thinking about this right now, they don't even have to be a senior in high school. They can be earlier in high school. They can have already graduated from high school. We just want to get folks to come in.
This works for not only the people who have never had a college experience, but sometimes if mom and dad went to college a few hundred years ago, college isn't exactly the same as it used to be.
Changed a little bit. It's changed in so many ways. Yeah, technology is probably the biggest change because, you know, registration and admissions and all those things, it's all done online now. And that's not to say that we don't provide that opportunity to have a face-to-face discussion with advisors or those who can answer those questions. But yeah, it's pretty darn different.
Susie, I went to college so long ago, women had hours when I was going to school. They had to be in by 11 o'clock.
I bet Little Five Party was riotous during those times.
It was something else. Susie, you had the event of, I'm sure, your career as executive director of development. You raise money. One of the things that money is raised for is scholarships. And there was a reception for scholarship donors and scholarship recipients. And I heard a young girl in a thing last night say, the highlight of her school year, she's graduating this year, was her opportunity to be at that event and meet the people who made her scholarship possible, because without that scholarship, she would not have been able to go to Ivy Tech and finish with a 2-year degree.
Yeah, isn't that great? I love those stories, and it happens all the time. Scholarships make a huge difference for students. Unlike financial aid that comes in the form of a loan, like a Stafford loan, for example, scholarships do not need to be repaid. And this is funding that a donor or multiple donors have put forth to help these students so that they can persist, so that they can complete. And the reception is just icing on the cake. It's a really lovely event. So the donors get to meet the students who have benefited from their gift, and then the students get to see what it's like to be a donor, and maybe they think about one day they can provide that opportunity for students as well.
That's amazing. It's absolutely amazing, and I can't tell you how pleased this young woman was that donor and her opportunity to meet and talk with the couple made her college experience possible. So pretty neat. Another big thing, we're still looking for volunteers, and the big next week, we have O'Bannon, and then on Friday, a week from tomorrow, we've got a citywide, multiple county volunteer effort going on. Hello?
Well, I think we lost Susie.
We lost Susie.
We'll get her back.
Okay.
The tin can, the string between the two tin cans is falling apart. Oh, sounded like she was there.
I'm here.
All right. Hey, you're back.
I never left you.
I know, but your signal did, so we're glad that you're okay. Now, you've got, as Keith was mentioning, O'Bannon's right around the corner. Volunteerism is right around the corner. You're taking over counties. You're taking over regions. You're taking over the world. Tell me who can get involved with that, and that's just not for Ivy Tech. Anybody can help out there, right?
Anybody can help. Anybody can help. So this is an initiative that we're putting together where we log 1,000 hours of volunteerism throughout the communities that we serve at Ivy Tech. So it isn't just Bloomington and Monroe County. Of course, it goes into Greene County and Lawrence County and Owen County and throughout the broader area. But what we're trying to do is to help galvanize individuals to come together for the benefit of a nonprofit organization who needs help with something. Maybe they need some spring cleaning. They need some mulching done outdoors. Maybe they need some assistance with cleaning up inside their facility. There's all kinds of things that go on, and we coordinate a whole list of these opportunities. So volunteers can sign up for something that we already have scheduled, or they can just report back to us that they volunteered with an agency of their own choosing. And we have already, we're closing in right now on about 800 hours that we know we're going to have, but we expect probably to exceed, 1,300, 1,400 hours this year.
That's amazing. And those people will be, as you said, in a multiplicity of opportunities, and not just in Monroe County, but several of our surrounding counties too.
Yeah, it's the other nice thing about this is that employers can, they can send a group of their staff to a particular venue. I know last year I was at Stonebelt Center, an old national sent a group of their employees over there, and we worked outside, and it was a great afternoon. It was a lot of fun, did a lot of good, and just picture that happening throughout the community. So it's a really nice way to draw attention to the importance of giving back to your community, and you get to wear a really cool O'Bannon t-shirt while you're doing it.
Pretty neat. Hey, one of the things, yesterday I was with Margie Risen, who is our elementary education area, and some of her kids are graduating, and they're going to be going on to daycare and health centers and also be teaching young kids. Those kids at that age are into robots, and we've got a thing. So if you got the little bitty kids, the elementary kids, 3-4 years old, all the way up through high school and beyond, and we've got a thing coming up for people that are interested in robots.
Well, actually, we've got two things. This is the neat thing. So we have a workshop that's coming up for, it's ideally designed for teachers. So if you're a classroom teacher in the listening area, you can learn about how to program Lego. So that there's a certain kind, it's called Lego Mindstorms EV3. And so teachers are, over the course of 2 days, are taught how to program these, and then they can then take that concept back into their classrooms and work with their students. That's the first thing. But we also have our summer camps are coming up for kids. This is ages, preschool all the way up through high school. And we have some sessions on robotics as well for them. So we're embedding the technology deep into the curriculum across the board.
Now, do these Legos, you can still step on them in the middle of the room, right? And they drive into the bottom of your foot and cause loud screaming pain. Those kind of Legos.
Yeah.
Maybe they can build a robot that picks up all the pieces left behind.
Spoken like a father that has a son and a daughter that may play with Legos.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Susie, another thing.
I think that's a TED talk right there.
That's right.
Another thing you wanted to mention was our Center for Lifelong Learning.
Yeah, so I referenced the robotics classes that we're going to be having there, but we also have a whole host of new classes for kids and teens that are going to be out of school this summer, and of course that's most kids. And this is a really great opportunity for parents to know that their kids are going to be in a safe environment, they're going to be learning, they're going to be having fun, they're going to be meeting and making friends, and at the end of the summer, they're going to come back rejuvenated and ready to kick back in. So it's a great opportunity. These all emanate from the Waldron downtown, but not all classes are held at the Waldron, so folks will want to check in. In fact, I just received my my youth summer camp catalog in the mail.
Oh,
so
cool.
There's probably a lot of folks out there who are getting theirs as well.
And just a final reminder before we let you go, we're signing up for summer classes. There's financial aid and work study and all kinds of other things going on. What do people need to know and what do they need to do?
Well, I think all they need to know is that this is the best time that they can do it before, you know, we have any long lines or before we have to make an appointment. It's a great time right now to come in, meet with an admissions individual, an advisor, make an appointment with financial aid, get all of this taken care of now so that as they're getting ready to either take summer classes or start with us in the fall, that everything is taken care of and they can start completely assured that they've got everything ready to go.
Well, good. And how else can they do that? Is the best way to come by? Is the best way to call, hit the website? What's the easiest way to take care of all this?
Yeah, I think I would say stopping by at 200 Daniels Way or just go to ivytech.edu.
Now, you have a helicopter that flies people in over the traffic and just lands them
yeah,
in the parking lot. Is that how that electronic superhighway works they talk about?
You know, at the end of the day, all of this will have been worth it, I keep telling myself. But it's a bit of a challenge. Vernal Pike is a great way
yes.
to avoid.
Well, if you keep telling everybody it's not going to be. Jim Sims was on here touting
right.
Vernal Pike the other week. And Susie Graham. These are respected voices in our community. People are going to start listening to this.
I do need to tell you, a gentleman stopped me in the community and said, hey, you're messing up that whole thing. You talked about Vernal
that's
Pike.
Right.
Now everybody knows about it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Some things are good as best kept secrets. Not Ivy Tech, though.
Oh.
Susie, great job as always. We enjoy your infectious enthusiasm. And have a great day, even though it's cold, gray, and going to be freezing cold tonight.
Oh, thanks so much, guys.
Other than
always
that,
great to talk to you.
Oh, man. Thank you, Susie. We appreciate your time as always. Executive Director at Ivy Tech is our good friend, Susie Graham.